Blog Talk Radio.
The opinions expressed during this show are those of the host and or guests, and not necessarily those of AMC Press and Company's affiliates and sponsors. Language and content may be found inappropriate for minors. Therefore, listener discretion is advised.
Hey, everyone. Welcome to AMC Press. My name's Johnny, and apparently I'm all in right now, so we're waiting for Red Hood to come in. First off, crap. Be back. Get it. By the way, tonight's affiliate is 10% off entire order only at AdamandEveToys.com. Use the code MELON10 at checkout. Valid 7/1 through 9/1. See, I don't know where everybody is tonight, but Hang on. Get back. Okay, we're back. We're back. Sorry about that.
We are back. We are absolutely back. And tonight we have, let's see, in the news. What, Johnny?
Say dead air. That's what we had for 5 minutes.
We have dead air. Sorry about that, folks. But this is Red Hood and Johnny. Black Hood will be on in a few minutes.
Oh, my.
Oh, yes. It's the return of Black Hood. And last night, as per our conversation, I mean, what do you think about this video game habit?
That was pretty crazy last night. Like,
I mean, what's...
human trafficking for in-game purchases for video games? What? What the heck?
Well, people have been trading children for video games.
Yeah.
It's
like they're trading them like they're trading Pokemon cards.
Well, that's the exact thing. Yeah. Right? That's the exact thing. I mean, the thing is, it's really interesting how they can get away with it. And
it's like
also in the same vein, pretty much,
it's like...
The insane thing is, how do you do that to kids? That's what I'm trying to figure out.
I mean, crazy, like...
I mean, what's crazy about it is... Could you imagine the interrogation process? From the Chinese government.
I mean, it's like... I can only imagine how it's like...
You know... They said that... to go into it, because we didn't go into it last night... that the first... The young parents' first child was unplanned. Instead of supporting the child, they sold the baby boy to child traffickers. Now, child trafficking is illegal in most parts of the world. It's actually illegal in it's illegal for the purpose of exploitation, you know, which includes children in armed forces, drug trade, child begging, you know, the fact is that most people, most people, in terms of this, right, most people have this sort of thing where most people have this sort of thing where they think it's okay to deliver they think it's okay to deliver kids, you know, and then on a national level it's severely hindered by the lack of education. They don't know how to communicate, so it sounds like they're trying to yell. I mean, I'm sorry. I know this is a satirical show, but this to me is not funny. It's not funny. I mean, we can make all the horror jokes we want. Oh, yeah, why don't they sell Pokemon as a form of training, which they do, right? Instead of dressing your child up as a Pokemon and selling him to the U.S., the Chinese government. You know. Yet in other nations, in the United Nations especially, I went into a bookshop one time, and they have a whole section on this, that the, in 17th and 18th centuries in Britain, parents in poverty sold their children, their actual children's services, for all the intents and purposes of the persons as well.
Mm-hmm.
And that's incredible to think that still goes on today. I mean, today in the news alone, in the New York Times, there has been so much about the war in Israel. Teenagers keep dying.
And that's crazy, like...
I mean, what do you think's crazy about it, though?
I mean, they've been fighting for, like, many years, and...
You know, I mean, I think what's... What?
It's just sad, what's going on over there.
I mean, what's pretty bad is that, you know, even, like, last night I was watching Jon Stewart, and he was joking about the fact that the sizable thing of immigrants that are entering this country are teenagers, and we have no choice to send them across the border, but when they came through Ellis Island 100 years ago.
Yeah, like a long time.
Hmm?
Like a long time ago.
A long time ago, they had the idea that the streets were paved with gold. Now, not so much. But yet, these immigrants are receiving free social security. They're receiving our benefits as disabled people. And then we, in turn, are getting, you know, we're fine, but we're not really fine because they want to send them all back. You know. Yet today in the Huffington Post, they had today they have four children killed in an Israeli airstrike. But yet, all this is coming out of Russia. All this is coming out of Putin. All of this is coming out of the fact that that on Wednesday, according to Reuters, President Barack Obama announced the most wide-ranging sanctions yet on the Russian economy which hurts the Russian economy. And it said, we're going to impose sanctions on you because of the fact that you're fighting a war. You know, and you're fighting a war which, in part, is due to your leader saying, oh yeah, I want war, and it's time that we get rich off of war. You know? It's time that we get rich off of war, and it's high time that we have the crisis continue, not stop, but yet the crisis keeps going, you know. I don't know. I mean, what do you think, Johnny?
What do I think?
Yeah, what do you think about this? I mean, it's gotten this far in terms of Russia and the Ukraine and imposing and us going in and saying...
But yet Russia's won the World Cup in 2018. What's up with that?
Well, they want to, and it's probably going to be the deadest World Cup we've ever seen.
Yeah.
But yet, you know, back to this war. Obama in recent weeks, it says, has repeatedly threatened with new sanctions and appears to have run out of patience and as the fighting continued in rage in East Ukraine. And then the new sanctions were unlikely to appease Republican lawmakers, many of whom have been calling for this imposition of sanctions on the entire Russian industries rather than specific companies as the best way to control Mr. Putin. You know, and then on Wednesday, that's up to 12,000 Russian forces were back on the border with Ukraine and the weaponry that that basically said, oh yes, keep firing. You know, keep doing the thing that you actually don't the thing that you want to do and the thing that you want your leader to do.
It's like crazy, you know?
I mean, the thing of it's crazy in the fact that what's even crazier? What's even crazier is these are combat forces that are killing innocent people. You know?
Nope, there. I think we have Eric on the line? Yes, we
yes.
do.
Yes, we do. Hello, Red Hood. Hello, Black Hood. You're a blue sun?
How are you?
Oh, very well, very well. We're currently talking about...
I have returned from being a POW for a few weeks at work. I apologize.
Yes, a POW...
There it is.
I mean...
I'm
there
all
we go.
I'm all messed.
Yes. Yes,
among
yes,
the news, I have Oreos.
Oh, you have Oreos?
Yes.
Jesus Christ. Anyway. We're talking about the war in Crimea versus Russia. What do you think about this, Blackwood?
I think the Ukraine should get their act together and kick their asses out.
Well, yeah. But then again, just today, Obama put the hardest sanctions on them, and...
Do you think that's going to do anything?
No, I don't think that's going to do anything. I think that... I mean, given the case, if it was, they were to do anything, the most they could do...
Wouldn't really help.
Well, obviously, it wouldn't really help, because Vladimir Putin always has a stone face. It's similar to a corpse.
Yeah, exactly.
You know,
it's not like the UN did anything.
Well, the UN's trying to do something. They're trying to.
That would actually be a little too soon.
Well, the UN is trying to keep the peace. I mean, that's what they were invented for, right?
Well,
peacemaking.
It depends on what you mean by peace. If you mean by keeping peace by fighting a war, yeah.
Well, keeping peace by fighting a war against the corpse?
Against the who?
Against the corpse, a man who is a human corpse.
Oh, you mean Putin?
Yes. A human corpse.
Yes. Yes, yes, yes. I was talking to a Russian buddy of mine. You know what he suggested?
What did he suggest?
That we should just nuke Russia. And I said this to him. Comrade, I don't know if you remember this, but you also have nukes. You know?
So, wait a second.
Really, it really wouldn't work out that well.
Wait a second. If they both have nukes and are doing airstrikes,
No. I'm talking about us and Russia. If U.S. decides to nuke the hell out of Russia, that's really not going to end well.
No, it's not. I think Putin's going to stand in the field and just watch the airstrikes as if it were a fireworks show.
He's like, yay.
It's almost like, holy shit, what did I do now? You know.
Exactly. It's like, oh, fuck.
What? Sorry?
Like, uh-oh.
It's almost like, uh-oh, that caused it.
And or saying, as in Bruce from Family Guy, oh, no.
I know.
Exactly. Oh, no. I could see a chorus of it. Oh, no. About
I think, hold on. Oh, no, I know.
You know, oh,
that
no.
Alan dog.
What?
Oh, no, that's Alan's dog. Oh, well.
Oh, my God. I mean, I wouldn't go as far as say that.
Oh, my.
But.
Really?
I would go as...
Yeah.
Yeah, really. I wouldn't go as far as say that. But yet, the thing is that, I would think that if they put, if they put the World Cup in 2016 in Russia,
wait, what?
What do we? If they put the Russian Cup in the World Cup in Russia, do you think it's going to turn to the Olympics all over again?
Let's hope not, because that was a clusterfuck in itself.
Of course, it was a clusterfuck.
That's horrible.
Yep.
Of course.
Hold on, guys. Ex-dictator Manuel Noriega sues Activision over Call of Duty game.
What?
Exactly.
No, dictator
Manuel Noriega sues Activision over his appearance in Call of Duty game. In Black Ops 2?
Yeah.
Caused damage to his image. Well, who the fuck cares, Noriega? You're an idiot.
What a maroon. What an ignoramus.
Exactly.
I mean, he is an ignoramus. It's just like, look, you're a criminal dictator, so bite it. Well, you're a criminal dictator.
Well, who the fuck cares how you feel, you know? I mean, you killed your own people. Why do you think we invaded you in the first place? To get you the hell out. You know?
True.
You bitch and moan about Black Ops 2 damaging your image. Don't play the game.
Well, don't play the game, but yet in China, okay, I don't know if you've heard of this, but in China and Japan, they're selling their kids for video games.
Well, China's
what do
a
you
fucked
think?
Up country to begin with.
What?
China's a fucked up country to begin with. Although it's not a country you want to mess with. You know?
Well, it's not a
country. One, they have a bigger military than us.
They have a bigger military, yes. But could you imagine a kid who comes up in front of the interrogation people and says, I didn't do this. I don't know what's going on.
I never agreed to what they were doing. I'm just saying that they're a fucked up country.
Well, of course. I mean, what's even more fucked up is, if we're in an imaginary world and we're in that place, right?
Yep.
Could you imagine what the question list would be like?
Be a little awkward. I could just imagine the man's wife saying this to him, "Honey, where's our son? And how'd you get that video game?"
Well, and I can imagine the husband replying, "I got the video game because I'm too stupid and lazy to raise our kids."
Well, here's an idea. Put the boy up for adoption.
Yes, but we can't get video games if we put him up for adoption. That doesn't work.
Well, stop having kids. It's that simple. Just castrate yourself. Sorry. That was too soon.
I mean, just castrate yourself. Yes, castrate yourself. But with what? With what? What exactly do I castrate myself, husband? Do I castrate myself with a video game, or do I castrate myself with your nuts? Oh, wait a second. Or do I take your nuts, throw them in a trash can, and call it even?
Exactly.
You know?
Yeah.
I mean,
exactly.
It would hurt.
And while he's writhing in pain, I'm going to laugh my ass off.
What?
While the person is writhing in pain, I'm going to be laughing my ass off.
Well, I mean, could you imagine the Chinese government getting a hold of the parents of the kids going, so, does that make the straight?
What's the reason you sold your son again?
Exactly. We sold our son for video games.
What?
We sold our son
like,
for video
like
games.
Imagine the judge doing a face bomb and saying, why?
No, imagine a judge doing a face bomb and saying, why the bloody fuck do I even take these cases?
Like, it's amazing how I don't have any gray hairs yet.
I have plenty of gray hairs. I know each case in that fucking Victor. Why do I take these fucking cases?
Yep.
But then his transcriptionist transcribing all of that in Chinese and then he's reading it out to the jury.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's just like, you know, I don't even bother with China. Fuck them.
Oh. I mean, fuck them, but yet the fact is that this child trafficking, right?
Of course, the irony of me saying this, though, is that one of my buddies is Chinese.
Well, then he would probably agree.
He said to me that he was actually glad that he got adopted when this whole thing was going down.
Wait, does he remember what happened?
No, he's just saying, of course, that he was glad that he was adopted before it happened.
Well,
otherwise, he'd be pissed if his father sold him for a video game.
Well, yeah, and pissed is right. I mean, pissed in terms of, you sold me
like,
for a video game.
Like, really, Dad?
Really? Really? You sold me for a fucking video game?
Exactly.
Some computer thing.
Like, really? Like, oh my goodness.
I mean,
I can, like, picture George Takei going, oh boy.
I'll make it happen.
There's, like, no point in saying, huh?
I'll make it happen.
Oh my.
Thank you.
And how would you make it happen, exactly?
Like, no, the oh my part.
Well, oh my. Oh my.
Oh.
And then, oh my God, they're selling this. Could you imagine Sonic the Hedgehog?
Yeah.
Sonic the Hedgehog would be like, what the fuck?
I will do a Sonic Dash all across your Vanillion floor. Meanwhile, Sonic Dash is probably A Sonic Dash is... What exactly?
Who the fuck knows? Who cares?
Well, you remember playing it.
What, Sonic?
Yes.
Oh, dear God. That was years ago, brother.
It was almost 20.
Oh, yes. It was years ago. But years ago... But yet, they're coming out, supposedly, with another Sonic.
Are you serious?
Yes.
Coming out with another Sonic?
Yeah.
So... Get this, going back
what?
To, you know how Obama said that he wants to cut funding for the military?
Yes.
I heard this from one of my squad mates.
Yes.
And I have the article somewhere to prove it, that they are upgrading the F-15 Eagle into a stealthier version.
Hmm. Interesting.
And now the Japanese want the aircraft so then they can piss off China. It just gets better and better, doesn't it, Red Hood?
Well, it gets better and better in terms of...
Oh, and get this.
Well,
they are also... The Japanese have also designed their own stealth aircraft.
With little... child traffickers driving the
plane. No, hold on. I shall find you the article and send it to you.
Oh, no.
Oh,
yeah.
Matt.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no.
It's made by the company that made the Mitsubishi Zero. aircraft that we fought in World War II. Only picture the Zero on steroids.
That's not looking good.
Not for the Japanese. Well, no, not for the Chinese, rather. I actually think it looks pretty cool. I shall send you the files now.
Okay, send me the file now.
Giggity.
Giggity-goo.
Giggity-goo. Stick around.
speaking of which, one of my squad mates also showed me the Family Guy Bohemian Rhapsody, which I showed to Red Hood.
Yes, you did.
Really had him laughing.
Oh yeah, it had me laughing. Of course it had me laughing. It had me laughing all the way to the bank.
Oh, I bet.
Yeah.
I can usually picture him walking next to somebody while listening to video and giggling like a madman.
Well, yeah, and I sort of... Do you feel the same? Imagine if...
Right.
Imagine if Vladimir Putin did the same.
Wait, what?
Oh, my God. Imagine if Vladimir Putin did the same thing.
Oh, I would have died. I would have been on the floor laughing.
Could you imagine the stone-facedness of it all?
The only thing I can imagine is how comical it'd be. You know, just the sheer beauty of it and the sheer randomness of it. You know?
Well, yeah. The sheer randomness of it occurring. Mother, I just killed a man. Put a gun against his head. Hold my finger now.
The funny thing about that, though,
dead.
Is the fact that he's actually former KGB.
Who?
Vladimir Putin?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
He's a former KGB.
Yeah, he's former KGB. Where the hell have you been?
Out.
Oh, wait, that's right. You don't really pay
attention. I do pay attention.
Really? Then how the hell did you not know that Vladimir Putin's KGB?
Because I'm thinking about more important topics, you know, like the fact that they're going to probably host the World Cup.
So you're not worried that the current czar or prime minister or president of Russia was a former KGB agent that used to spy on us in the Cold War?
Oh, shit. You know, that's why he knows all our plans. Fuck. Damn it. Oh, my God.
Oh. Why, Red Hood? Why?
I don't know. I mean, I could say why, but it would be too bad for this program. As a matter of fact, I think...
Excuse me, sorry.
You know.
That's okay, we're gonna let it fly tonight, so, yeah.
Yep.
Sorry, Allison.
And Allie hear you say that, Jesus.
Jeez. Hopefully, is she on?
I don't know.
Yep, she's...
Oh, no.
Apparently, she might be listening, huh?
That's why I said don't say that out loud.
If we are, we're all in deep shit. But, yeah.
Well, I'm not in deep shit. You two are.
Well, no. Yeah. All of us are.
Oh, wait, that's right. Because I was late. So I was going to wring my neck.
And I practically gave first 5 minutes of dead silence. Sorry.
Yeah.
We had a roll.
At least we got the show going by 10:30. I think that's all that counts. In
the now end. We're rolling.
Well,
I mean,
well,
because
before I joined. You guys should have been running even before I got home.
Yeah.
I said not to wait for me.
Yeah.
You know?
I know.
So what'd you do? You guys never listened to the Norwegian.
Well, how are you supposed to listen to the Norwegian who's always late?
I'm not always late.
No, you're not always late. But anyway. But, yeah, could you imagine going back to the, thing.
Yeah.
The middle of the airstrike. Could you imagine the KGB footmen all staring at Putin saying, sir, what do we do now?
Who knows?
I mean, seriously, what do we do now? And Putin saying,
Saying,
go left, go right, do the hokey pokey.
Turn yourself
and
about.
Turn yourself around.
Yeah.
Exactly.
It would be even funnier, of course, if like the Russian military suddenly started whistling the theme to the bridge on the River Kwai.
Oh my god.
You guys are going to kill me for this, but I don't care.
I know you don't.
Actually, I think our boss might actually get a good laugh out of this.
She might.
Colonel Bogey March.
Oh yeah.
Oh god.
There you go, Pet. Trying to whistle. Dale.
Stop sound before I get pulled from Allie and then I get yelled at.
Yes! Yes! And in that, we have
Redhood.
What?
Redhood. This should definitely be my theme song when I join the radio show.
Could you imagine the drill call?
Huh? That'd be awesome.
The drill call. La 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 la. La 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 la. Now mixing the James Bond theme to that. La 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 la. La 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 la. La 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 la
la la la la la la la la la la la
la. I mean, really, would be pretty funny.
I really would. I'd be like, wow.
I'd die if I were a fly on the field observing this. I would die.
I'd
die so hard.
I'd be like, wow, really?
Oh, my God.
So I just like imagine what Putin would say about that. He's like, really, guys? Really?
No, he would probably stare at them going, this is funny, right? This is supposed to be funny.
Explain that to Rocky and what happened to him.
What?
Explain that to Sylvester Stallone when he went up against that big Russian dude in Rocky IV.
Yeah, exactly. Up to
how the hell did Rocky won that? That guy was like twice his size.
Well, I'm trying to think of how Rocky raced up the Philadelphia steps of the museum going, la, 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 la.
Yeah, really? Exactly.
You know? I'm trying to figure out if Putin can do the same thing.
Oh, Jesus.
Except the same face. You know, come on.
Russia sucks. Russia
sucks.
Oh my god.
I hope there's no like Russian listeners to this, otherwise I'd be screwed right now.
I don't know. Probably not.
No.
I mean,
oh god damn it.
But yet every war has its impossibilities, you know.
And randomness.
And randomness. I mean, back in the 1970s, I was watching, a documentary on National Geographic about the 1980s. And what started the Cold War.
Yeah, the Cold War started after World War II.
Yeah. But what's very interesting is that the, what started the Cold War was trying
was
to see...
between Truman and Stalin.
What?
It was a flat fight between Stalin, Churchill, and Truman. That's what started it. No,
yes.
I'm kidding. I'd laugh, though.
I would laugh, too.
I'm telling you.
I would laugh to see a flat wall. No. I would laugh to be fly on the wall in that meeting where you know where it's the contract of what are we doing now. Why are we doing this?
I actually did have this joke with one of my squad mates where we were driving in a Humvee, and I randomly started going, "Are we there yet? Are we there yet? Are we there yet? Are we there yet? Yes, really? No, sir, we're not there yet." So, Red Hood, so you can just picture the scene, right? Like, soldiers in the Russian soldiers during the Afghanistan thing, so, right, they're driving down their territories on the way to Afghanistan, and one of them, and one of the privates goes like this to his sergeant, like, are we there yet? No. Okay. 2 seconds later, are we there yet? No. Okay.
Can you stop asking me if we're there yet? Can you please stop fucking asking?
No. No, it gets funnier too. No, because it gets funnier too. Because like when the soldier asks him for the final time, the officer goes, "Yes, really, sir? No."
Yes or no? I mean, can you answer? No. Could you imagine a Frenchman? And a German. Are you there yet?
Nine.
No. Are we there yet?
Okay.
I'm going to relax when I have a baguette and you bread the butter. Look, no, you're gonna. I'm gonna take my gun. And I'm going to kick. You'll ask with the baguette.
And the baguette.
Will pretty much be solid. Not hollow.
Oh, Jesus.
Solid.
Sorry, that was a bit loud.
Yes, what the hell was that?
Hold on a minute, I nearly jumped out of my skin, sorry.
Oh my.
Yes, we've got quite an eruption.
Wait, what the hell?
Exactly, what the fuck? What's that?
Okay. So, Redhead, I remember talking to you on the phone about this. Well, if you remember about the Smurfs?
Yeah.
About, yes.
Like, how, like, they kind of looked like the KKK with a white hat, and Papa Smurf was in, like, the KKK leader?
Yes. Yes, I do.
Yes. That's kind of what I've been a big elephant in the room for the past few days between me and my squad. And we kind of just summed up, yep, it does kind of make sense.
How does it make sense? How did...
Well...
How...
Hold on. Let me find the story that I found on Theory of the Smurfs.
Okay, what is the Theory of the Smurfs then?
Hold on.
Exactly. I would like to hear this. This is too funny. But
it is.
Actually...
Smurfs are Nazis?
What do you think of Smurfs, mate?
Johnny? Back with you and one of these conspiracy theories. And this time, it's actually really cool that I came across the other day while I was surfing the internet, and I thought, you know what, not better to bring you guys than a really, really...
Hold on.
Sorry, what?
I'll send you the vid.
Well, no. I mean, is that a...
Well, I can't really explain it, like, without, like, messing up the theory. So it's better if you listen to the theory. And there's many theories.
Okay. The theory behind the cartoon conspiracies, at 10:52, Smurfs are actually Nazis?
Yeah.
How?
Incredibly funny.
Wait a second. How?
James, you have to realize...
Yes, Black Hood, what?
I mean, Red Hood.
Yes?
That, like, you know how like they're all blue? Like, they're based off of the Aryan race, where everybody is exactly the same.
Yes?
And when you look at the KKK and look at what the Smurfs are wearing, white and red, just like the KKK.
White and red. What? Oh, Jesus Christ. I just got it.
Yep. Oh, here's the theory I was talking about.
Okay.
Yep, hold on. There we go. The second vid.
Okay. The Smurfs, it's now gone from the Smurfs are Nazis to the Smurfs are racist.
Yeah.
Johnny?
Excuse me.
Johnny?
What? I got nothing.
What do we think? What do you think about this?
I think it's absurd, but hysterical at the same time.
It's kind of funny, but kind of, I don't know.
But while he's playing...
Video game.
While he's playing a video game, he's thinking of this. The cartoon conspiracy that the Smurfs are now racist. So he's going from the Smurfs are Nazis from two Smurfs are racist.
Oh, good for you!
I mean, just...
What?
Red Hood, you really don't need to mash on this because it's not my theory, it's the other guy's theory?
Well, of course it's not your theory. I wouldn't expect it to be your theory. But...
I just find it funny.
I mean, the Smurfs are all one color, yes, okay. If the Smurfs were fucking bloody red.
Well, think
about
it.
Does that make any sense?
All right, Blackhood, think about it. Looking at all the...
You're Blackhood, I'm Red Hood. Make up your fucking mind.
All right. Sorry, Red Hood.
There you go!
damage. God, you can't. I think we. I think Pat Owens is just trying to have his own lobotomy. This is.
You and I need to have a talk later about that.
I'm kidding.
Yes, I know. I'll find you though, and give you an atomic wedgie later on.
Yes, since we only have five minutes or so.
Oh, right. What was I talking about? Oh, yes. You know how at the KKK rallies, a lot of those guys wear the white hoods?
Yes.
No pun intended to you, Red Hood, but the leaders of each chapter wear a red uniform and a red hood. And when you look at Papa Smurf, he's wearing a red hat and red pants. Well, everybody else is wearing a white hat and white pants. So think about that. And try not to laugh at the irony.
I'm trying not to laugh. Mentally right now, I'm fucking laughing. It's absurd.
Yeah.
But, since we only have several minutes left... We have several minutes left.
Under 3 minutes.
Yeah.
You can find us at itsmyeurls.com/AMC Press. You can find all of us on our Twitter handles. Mine is redhood225. Johnny's is AMC Press Johnny, I believe. Right,
yeah.
And mine is Eric Atkinson 7.
Eric Atkinson 7. Well, and then you can find Allison's at Allison AMC Press as well. However, we will see you next week, I guess.
Yes.
We'll see you next week with an all new, brand new, spanking 6 segments of fantastically funny news. We're getting back up on the horse, and our fearless leader will be back with us on Monday, we are told.
And also, I apologize, fans, for missing a few shows.
But hopefully you'll be back.
Yes, I will try to be back as soon as my hours get straightened out by the government.
Well, the government has to get their asses in gear.
Oh,
I mean,
cool.
Seriously.
Obama, Red
Hood. Well, so does Obama. But let's not forget.
No, sorry for,
late
start. I'm going to finish off right. And I didn't hit the button right.